Good morning.
FM 4.
8 o'clock, time for the news headlines. Protests intensify in Los Angeles following the deployment of National Guard troops. And Iran urges Western nations not to back IAEA resolutions. Here's Elizabeth Alcock with the FM 4 News.
Protests have intensified in Los Angeles after President Trump deployed hundreds of National Guard troops to the city. The troops arrived on Sunday to quell demonstrations following the arrests of dozens of people by federal immigration agents across different locations in the city. The troops have used tear gas and rubber bullets against the demonstrators, who set cars and tires on fire. Dozens of people have been arrested. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, and Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass have blamed the increasingly aggressive protests on the president's decision to deploy the Guard, calling it a move designed to inflame tensions. They've both urged protesters to remain peaceful. Iran has warned Western countries not to back a resolution censoring Tehran at a meeting of the International Atomic Energy Agency today in Vienna. Tehran has said it would be a strategic mistake. The BBC's Bethany Bell has more.
The resolution, if passed, would accuse Iran of being in non-compliance for the first time in almost 20 years. It would also carry the threat of an eventual referral to the UN Security Council. It follows a report from the IAEA last week, which cited a general lack of cooperation from Iran and raised concerns over secret atomic work and undeclared nuclear material in areas which have long been under investigation.
Polish and Allied aircraft were activated early this morning to ensure the safety of Polish airspace after Russia launched early morning attacks targeting western Ukraine near the border with Poland. All of Ukraine is under air raid alerts after the Ukrainian Air Force warned of incoming attacks. Meanwhile, production was temporarily suspended at an electronics company in Russia's Volga River region of Chuvashia, some 1,300 kilometres from the border with Ukraine, after two drones fell on the plant's territory. The governor of the region, Oleg Nikolaev, said that while the drone strikes caused no injuries, the precautionary stoppage was aimed to protect employees at the plant. And representatives from the far-right Patriots for Europe group are gathering in a small village in central France today. Rosie Waits has the details.
The event's being held in Montmain-sur-Venaissin and is called Victory Day. It's intended to celebrate the success of right-wing parties in last summer's European parliamentary elections. Patriots for Europe is now the third largest group in the European Parliament, with 86 MEPs from 14 delegations. The FPÖ's foreign policy spokesperson Susanna Fürst is on the guest list, as are Marine Le Pen and Jordan Bardella from France's National Rally, Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban, and Italy's Vice President Matteo Salvini. They're all vocal critics of the EU's migration policies and sanctions against Russia. Rosie Waits, FM 4 News.
And now a look at the weather. Rain in the southeast to begin with, but generally sunny conditions across the country with temperatures ranging from 17 to 25 degrees.
Thanks, Liz.
Here we go.
Good morning show.
With Dave Dempsey
at Radio FM 4.
It's a Monday that's not a Monday, or something like that. It does some weird things to my sense of time. But I do know I want to say good morning, y'all.
That's the first I lay my eyes on you. Now it's us in this humdrum town. I'm gonna keep my eyes on you, you.
Slumped in there. Humdrum town. A little bit of melancholy here in the morning. It's okay to just admit the jealousy of me. Let's change that.
Living that life.
Depeche Mode. People are people. That is the quintessential iconic 80s sound there. People are people. Speaking of people and icons, we're talking about a real pop culture icon now. The Dutchman Anton Corbijn, considered one of the most important contemporary photographers, in addition to his decades-long collaboration with Depeche Mode and U2, he's also designed iconic album covers for numerous bands and shot some legendary music videos. Corbijn made his acclaimed directorial debut in, 2008? Yes, with the Joy Division biopic, Control. And it's was then followed by three more feature films with a star-studded cast and some very ambitious content: The American, A Most Wanted Man, and Life. And on the occasion of an exhibition of his work at the Kunstforum in Wien, Christian Fuchs met the multi-talented Anton Corbijn. They talked about his own filmmaking influences and inspirations, but also about the era of the 70s and 80s when buying records was still almost a religious ritual.
I guess TikTok I've never used. I'm not influenced by that at all. Obviously, Spotify. We all, I guess, have a subscription on Spotify. This is a rip-off. The money should go to the artist. But the problem with the internet and digital is that music, it lost the value. You know, when you, in the old days, you had to work to get money to buy a record. And you would go to the record store and really make a choice based on either the sleeve or what people had told about you, about the music, or you listened to it in the record store and then you decided to buy it. And then it meant a lot because you had to pay for it and you have it physically in your hands. At the beginning of Control, that's very relatable for me. You know, you buy a record and you go home and you put it on. You took the bus home, and on the bus you already started to read all the liner notes and they informed you about the record already. And you got home and it's like a ritual almost.
If you want to know more about the famous photographer, pop connoisseur and director Anton Corbijn, the film podcast goes online today at 10 p.m. But you can listen to it here at midnight on FM4 and then for another 6 months in the podcast player of your choice. Speaking of iconic, this is Joy Division. Love will tear us apart.
Yeah. FM4 Morning Show.
Tell me if you want it, you can have it for free. Break up with your boyfriend on the balcony. It can't be that bad if it helps you to breathe. Smoke a cigarette on the balcony. Call me up and tell me when it's time to leave. I've been waiting here forever on the balcony. I could take you somewhere where nobody can see. And now we're on the balcony. Hey, you know I love it when you
Nina mit ihrer Polly. Die Nina hat das neue Papagei-Mega-Brieflos dabei. Die Polly sieht es, krächzt.
Aufreißen! Aufreißen!
Und die Nina reißt es auf, faltet es auf. Und
da zerreißt sich vor Spannung. Mit dem neuen Papagei-Mega-Brieflos bis zu 500.000 Euro gewinnen.
Jetzt aufreißen!
Tiefer recherchiert, breiter gedacht, näher dran. Ab sofort bietet der Kurier mehr. Einen Freizeitteil mit Stories rund um die schönen Dinge des Lebens, tiefgehende Einblicke in die aktuelle Wirtschaftslage und noch mehr lokale Nachrichten aus Wien, Niederösterreich und dem Burgenland und das jeden Tag. Jetzt testen um nur 4 Euro für 4 Wochen. Infos unter kurierabo.at.
Und? Hast du schon was gegessen?
Noch nicht. Was gibt's denn alles?
Also wir haben Nudelsalat, Nudelsalat, Nudelsalat.
Mit dem Angebot am Ende gönn dir lieber so eine Auswahl. Den Grand Garden Beef, den Smoking Beef oder den Fresh Veggie Burger. Die Maggie Garden Party geht weiter. Feier ich. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Ist es im Operationssaal überall steril? Wie unterstütze ich Patientinnen in schwierigen Situationen? Mobilisation von Hochbetagten. Wie mache ich das?
Auf alle Fragen in der Gesundheits- und Krankenpflege. Die Antwort gibt das Studium Gesundheits- und Krankenpflege an der FH Campus Wien. Jetzt bewerben. FH Campus Wien.
Wow, der Walk perfekt. Der Style, dieser Look, sehr nice. Den hätte ich auch gern. I want one of
those. Nicht träumen. Shoppen in der Fussel Modestraße. Findest du deinen Lieblingsstyle. Gönn dir was Schönes. Fussel.
Mein Name ist Christo Grosev. Seit ich den Oscar für meine Doku Navalny bekommen habe, bin ich Putins Staatsfeind Nummer 1. Ab sofort arbeite ich für jetzt. Unsere Mission, gemeinsam beweisen wir, wie gefährdet Österreich durch russische Angriffe ist.
Was noch fehlt? Deine Unterstützung. Werde Gründungsmitglied auf jetzt.at.
Gönn dir dein Shopping-Date und finde deinen persönlichen Lieblingsstyle in der Fussel-Modestraße. Gönn dir was Schönes. Fussel.
Du gibst einfach alles. Im Training, im Job, im Alltag. Dann gib deinem Körper, was er braucht. MagnoFit. Die fruchtig frischen Magnesium-Direkt-Sticks. Einfach auf der Zunge zergehen lassen. Ganz ohne Wasser. So praktisch. Ich hab sie immer dabei.
MagnoFit, die Nummer 1 Magnesium-Sticks aus deiner Apotheke.
Wir feiern Party hoch die Hände. Ohne Ende. Kellys ist die Chips-Legende. Ohne Ende. Wir knistern durch das Wochenende. Ohne Ende.
70 Jahre Kellys, 70 Jahre knistern ohne Ende. Kellys, das Original aus Österreich, ist 70. Jetzt mitfeiern und 300 Mal Sky-X Kombi für ein Jahr gewinnen. Mehr auf kellys.at.
Kellys ist die Chips-Legende.
Die Zeit läuft, bevor viele Dokumente ab 1. Juli teurer werden. Jetzt noch schnell ein Foto in Studioqualität für Reisepass, Personalausweis oder Führerschein bei Hartlauer kaufen. Und mit etwas Glück auch noch einen Traumurlaub von Ruefa gewinnen. Mehr auf hartlauer.at oder in Ihrem Hartlauer-Geschäft. Hartlauer. Einfach mehr.
Tigern Sie zum Löwen.
Fajitos, Burritos oder Tacos. Immer gut. Genießen Sie Tex-Mex-Küche mit unserer familiengünstigen Eigenmarke Billa Immergut. Bei Billa und Billa Plus. Voller Familie, voller Leben.
Ohne SN fehlt etwas. Tatvertrag Ute Zeichet. Beetle performe I Obertauer. Berli reiht die Mauer ida. Iwert Arich 3:2 für Österreich. Alsburger Fiat-Skandal aufgedeckt. Die Salzburger Nachrichten füllen Wissenslücken seit 80 Jahren. Jetzt Abo ohne Wissenslücken sichern unter abo.sn.at.
Turn the power back on.
Okay.
Your morning.
Your morning.
Your music.
Your music.
FM4 Morning Show.
Good morning to the chilliest Monday we're probably going to be having this year. This right now is Mike Snow and Genghis Khan.
To put on to this thing we keep and dip into when we need. You don't have the right to ask where you go at night, but the waves hit my head to think someone's in your bed. they glow, like I just lost the world war, and the scene slips away to the evens I fake. It's a shit show world, cause I don't really want you, girl, but you can't be free, cause I'm selfish, I'm obscene.
And I like daylight, got in touch with my soul, trading softly on the path down the rockiest road. Life isn't ice cream without monopoly dough. The property grows in value, and rightfully so, I gotta have it. I see the way the people get treated, it's problematic. They ready to set us up for failure, it's systematic. But when I felt it, my eyes melted. The selfish are constantly profiting off the helpless. I never do my team green, make the team green like the Celtics. The ones that ain't making it overzealous, they show and tell us. Throughout history, earning cheddar, they form and break out nickel-plated chrome Berettas. The same old story in a whole different era. I'm watching massacres turn to running mascara. But anywho, for the pain, see what this Henny do. So we can see what lies beneath as we pull up a swig of truth. The sun sets as I sip a few. The sky turns a different hue, farther from the color blue. The nighttime has arrived. I recline for the evening. I'm hawking down the next goal. The names ain't Steven. I started in a nightmare, so pinch me. I'm dreaming. I'm killing off my demons because my soul's worth redeeming. I told my cigarette, which I don't even smoke. Walking on this dirty ass road. Clear a path as I keep on walking. Ain't no stopping in this dirty, filthy, rotten, nasty little world we call a home. They get Mickey's popping. Ain't no option for my partner, so they resort to scams and robbing. Take away stress, we ganja copping. Blow it all out, it's all forgotten. Keep on walking, ain't no stopping in this dirty, filthy, rotten, nasty little world we call a home. They get Mickey's popping. Ain't no option for my partner, so they resort to scams and robbing. Take away stress, we ganja copping. Blow it all out, it's all forgotten. Walking with my back against the sun. I've been running all my life, that's way before my life begun.
up like I'm on Dr. Phil. Ain't no use, you gotta walk. Ain't no use, you gotta walk. Who the fuck said stop the trap, bruh? Let a real nigga talk. I walk from the bitches, I walk from the friendship, I walk from some digits, cause lately my nigga, I'm feeling indifferent. I wish y'all the best and believe that I meant it. Sentence, run no sentence. Pray to God for repentance. Be the odds at all costs, so I won't share it with my infant. Way before he start crawling. Watch my sins keep balling. I just gotta stay focused. I just gotta keep walking. Keep on walking, ain't no stopping in this dirty, filthy, rotten, nasty little world we call a home. They get Mickey's popping, ain't no option for my partner, so they resort to scams and robbing. Take away stress, we ganja copping. Blow it all out, it's all forgotten. Keep on walking, ain't no stopping in this dirty, filthy, rotten, nasty little world we call a home. They get Mickey's popping, ain't no option for my partner, so they resort to scams and robbing. Take away stress, we ganja copping. Blow it all out, it's all forgotten. This is a cell curl sour film.
That's Denzel Curry, Walking. 8:40 in the morning. I got a song coming up now that is literally off the charts, but with a different meaning of off the charts. Up until Saturday, it was number one on the FM4 charts. I'm talking, of course, about Little Mia, Mila. This is Verliebt in Deine Mom. Oddly enough, Little Mila is also the name of a children's bed / pen thing to lock up toddlers in. Just one of those interesting things that search engines throw in your face. This is Verliebt in Deine Mom.
Und ich muss immer an sie denken. Ich will ihr Rosen.
Disassociated. You know, there's a famous saying, the higher you fly, the harder you fall. And it actually fits perfectly to Austria's most famous ski jumper, Andreas Goldberger. He was a superstar in the 90s, and then he caused a scandal involving a party and cocaine. But Austria was surprisingly very forgiving.
4000 Jahre Niederlagen. Die ganze österreichische Geschichte auf FM4.
Folge 46, Andy Goldberger und das Kokain. Ende April 1997. Das ganze Land sitzt vorm Fernseher und schaut Sport am Sonntag. Zu Gast Österreichs Skisprunggott Andreas Goldberger. Aber es geht nicht um Sport.
Ist etwas dran? Haben Sie mit dieser Kokainaffäre etwas zu tun?
Naja, da ist sicher ein bisschen etwas dran.
Ein paar Monate zuvor war Goldberger zu Gast in einer Disco im Wiener Bermuda-Dreieck.
Da sind sie beieinander gesessen, eine Runde, und ich bin dazugekommen und da ist halt Kokain geschnupft worden und ich habe mich halt da überreden lassen und habe das da auch einmal probiert.
Es ist der Tiefpunkt einer großen Karriere. 1993 gewinnt Goldi mit nur 20 Jahren sein erstes Weltcup-Springen in Innsbruck und gleich auch noch die Vierschanzentournee. Es folgen 3 Gesamtweltcup-Siege, Medaillen bei WMs und Olympischen Spielen. Als erster Mensch schafft er es, über 200 Meter zu fliegen und wird zum Medienstar. In der Saison 1996-97 geht es sportlich aber bergab. Und dann der Kokainskandal. Der Skiverband reagiert mit voller Härte.
Er kann das auch nicht mehr kaschieren mit seiner Lausbubenhaftigkeit und mit seinem Schmäh. Weil es gibt Grenzen und die sind jetzt erreicht.
Goldberger wird gesperrt, will das aber nicht auf sich sitzen lassen. Die Bevölkerung und die Boulevardmedien sind auf seiner Seite und zeigen eine erstaunliche Liberalität beim Thema Drogen.
Also ich meine, er hat zugegeben, dass er das einmal gemacht hat und ich glaube, das einmal, das ist doch kein so ein Fehler nicht. Ich glaube, wenn ich die Chance hätte oder dass man mal was anbieten darf, ich würde es wahrscheinlich auch mal probieren.
Doch ÖSV-Präsident Peter Schröcksnadel bleibt hart. Goldberger will trotzdem springen und sucht sich ein anderes Land. Im November 1997 soll er die serbische Staatsbürgerschaft samt Sprunglizenz erhalten. Der monatelange Streit ruft schließlich 2 nationale Kapazunder auf den Plan, die sich der Sache annehmen. Niki Lauda und Helmut Zilk sorgen dafür, dass Schröcksnadel und Goldberger in einer ORF-Sondersendung Frieden schließen. Er darf wieder für Österreich springen und sorgt noch einmal für einen Weltrekord.
Andreas Goldberger landet bei 225 Metern. Soweit ist noch keiner geflogen.
4000 Jahre Niederlagen. Österreichs Geschichte. Erzählt von Roland Kratzer. FM4 Morning Show.
So much Geschichte. You can listen to all the episodes of 4000 Jahre Niederlagen on ORF Sound.
I still don't know what I believe in. Walk into your place to spend the evening. 2 weeks to the day when I said I
Eine Abies Alba. Ja, und gleich daneben eine Fagel Sylvatica. Und da hinten ein Sambucus. Was tut denn der da? Ja, und schaut dir das an. Daneben wächst sogar ein wunderschöner Digitalis Purpurea.
Sind Sie vielleicht Botanikerin, weil Sie sich so gut auskennen?
Nein, Ich bin eine Ameise.
Tauche über fn4orf.at in den virtuellen Wald der Bundesforste ein.
Und gewinne eine Woche in einer Almhütte in den Kitzbüheler Alpen für bis zu 5 Personen. Zur Verfügung gestellt von den österreichischen Bundesforsten zum 100-jährigen Jubiläum. In der Zukunft verwurzelt. FM4.
I like the French boys. I like the hench boys. I like the I don't care how much you can bench boys. FM4.
Good morning. Coming up on 9 o'clock, time for the news headlines. Protests intensify in Los Angeles following the deployment of National Guard troops, and a UN Ocean Summit begins today in the French city of Nice. Here's Elizabeth Alcock with the FM4 News.
The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, has criticized President Donald Trump's deployment of the National Guard in Los Angeles, accusing Trump of exacerbating riots that have engulfed the city center. Trump deployed the troops on Sunday to quell demonstrations following the arrests of dozens of people by federal immigration agents across the city. Newsom said the president created the situation that everybody was now seeing and called on Trump to rescind what he said was the unlawful deployment of the National Guard and return control of the troops to the state. Jim Hine, the Democrat representative for Connecticut's 4th Congressional District, has this to say on the situation.
We have an extremely volatile situation where some protesters are engaging in acts of vandalism, burning automobiles, taunting law enforcement, which are reprehensible. Peaceful protest, of course, is absolutely fine. Violence is never fine. And then, of course, the President of the United States is living in his usual testosterone-fueled fantasy land, as evidenced by the Truth Social he put up some time ago, saying that the city of Los Angeles was occupied and that he would liberate it.
Israeli forces stopped a Gaza-bound aid boat early this morning and detained the activists aboard, including the climate activist Greta Thunberg. The activists had set out to protest Israel's ongoing military campaign in the Gaza Strip and its restrictions on the entry of humanitarian aid. The Freedom Flotilla Coalition, which organized the voyage, said the activists had been kidnapped by Israeli forces while trying to deliver desperately needed aid to the territory. The third United Nations Ocean Conference opens today in the French city of Nice amid rising pressure for nations to turn decades of promises into real protection for the world's seas and oceans. The summit is being co-chaired by France and Costa Rica. As the world's oceans face increasing threats from climate change, overuse of marine resources and pollution, leading marine experts are calling on governments to use this opportunity to protect fragile underwater ecosystems. A major focus of the week-long summit is the push to ratify the High Seas Treaty, which would enable conservation in international water. A look now at the weather. Rain in the southeast to begin with, but generally sunny conditions across the country, and temperatures will range from 17 to 25 degrees.
Good morning. Well, it's a Monday. A Monday built for brunch.
This is The Morning Show with Dave Dempsey.
Radio FM 4.
1, 2, 3. Get it.
I know we're not quite there yet. Brunch, at least. But it's good to have goals, right? Good morning.
I just wanna be lonely. Yeah, oh, yeah, oh.
young as a woman.